Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Twins fall to the Guardians today at Target Field. Twins managed just two hits today. Cleveland wins it 3-1. Twins now 3-4, and they are scheduled to play the final game of that three-game set tomorrow. Our sports coverage begins at 10 a.m. with The Huddle, Pete Najarian, Dave Schwartz, and then at noon, Inside Twins, Derek Falvey and Chris Atterbury. Lineup card at 12:30. First pitch scheduled for 1:10, but highs in the 40s, big wind, and a lot of rain forecasted. We'll see about that tomorrow. But once again, final game of the three-game set coming up tomorrow. Once again, Twins fall to the Guardians 3-1. Timberwolves are on a road trip. They got beat in Phoenix by the Suns last night, 97-87. They'll be in L.A. to play the Lakers tomorrow night. And joining us to talk all things Timberwolves, Chris Hine covers the club for the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com. Chris, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Doing all right, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Not a great showing by the Timberwolves last night. Suns win at 97-87. The writing on, and the Timberwolves have got off to slow starts in other games this year. It goes without saying that's part of the deal in the NBA. But last night's game felt like, yeah, it's not their night.
Yeah, that was. It was also not their night the last time they played Phoenix too. Yeah. Which, you know, I don't know that you want to fall into that pattern against a team that you could end up seeing a couple of weeks from now when the postseason rolls around. So they'll have one more crack at Phoenix in the regular season finale next week at home. But, yeah, this was, you know, the tone was kind of set the first possession of the game. They get a turnover. I think it was Naz Reid coming down the floor, and he throws the ball out of bounds or away or something like that. And that was how the first quarter went, 8 turnovers in the first quarter. That's become a problem this season at times for them. So, you know, just like you said, one of those games where they never really found anything. And that's been rare for this team. It's rare when the Timberwolves lose convincingly or in a lopsided manner the way they did last night. That does not happen very often to this team this season.
Let's talk about Anthony Edwards. Certainly the guy for the Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns on the shelf. Still no timetable for his return. But it was a struggle last night, and Ant struggled a bit as of late.
Yeah, the shot hasn't quite been there for him. You know, I don't know. Haven't really asked him if it's related to the dislocated finger that he had. You know, I think part of it is just he's a little tired. You know, he was complaining about that after the Chicago game. Yeah, so I think he's got some tired legs right now. You know, one of the things that happens when Karl Anthony Towns isn't out of the lineup, Ant is featured in a lot of possessions. You know, Karl could give him a few possessions off because Karl could be the focal point of the offense at times. But when Ant is the main driver of kind of everything that happens on offense, it's a lot to ask. So, you know, right now I think he's feeling some of that. Overall, and I think, you know, once the season is over, before the postseason begins, that little 5 to 6 day window that they have of no games, I think Anthony Edwards will be the biggest beneficiary of that rest for sure.
Yeah, and credit to him, he has been nicked up at times, gone down in games this year. It's like there's no way he's coming back to play, so you have to respect his ability to want to be out there, but over the course of 82 games, you know, it is a grind. You know, everything we know about the NBA, it is a long season, and the Timberwolves, if they want to get on a postseason run, you know, the whole second season, that's a lot of mileage on these guys.
It is. You know, and guys like Mike Conley, you saw him sit on the tail end of a back-to-back the other night. You know, they've been a team that has wanted to play, and it's one of the reasons why, you know, they have the record that they do, why they're fighting for the one seed right now, because very rarely do they take nights off. So it's one of the mantras of the team. I think it's built up a little bit of toughness in them this season. You know, no excuses. You know, you can't use the schedule as an excuse or anything like that. So we'll see how it benefits them in the playoffs if you know, they have the requisite energy, or if, you know, maybe a more resting approach might have been more prudent during the regular season. You know, what we won't know until the postseason rolls around here.
Yeah, and there's still quite a bit to play for. I don't know how meaningful the number one overall seed is in the Western Conference in the grand scheme of things, but nevertheless, the Timberwolves continue the trip and take on a team right now that would be in the play-in tournament, and that is the L.A. Lakers. And you have to say, you know, the L.A. Lakers, ever since LeBron James made the move to Southern California. It's been interesting, to say the very least, the ups and downs of the Lakers, and looks like, you know, they're going to be in the mix and be a part of this thing, and you never know. They could be very dangerous. You got a legend in LeBron James and company.
That's exactly it. And you just look at what they did last year. They went right from the play-in tournament to the Western Conference Finals. So if there's anybody that could really emerge from that group and make a run, it's a team that has LeBron James on it and Anthony Davis, and they won a title, you know, during the bubble season 2020. So that's a dangerous team in that mix there. But I think if you're the Timberwolves, yeah, I'm writing this for Sunday's paper, there's no real ideal matchup in the first round for them when you look up and down the standings, aside from, I think, Sacramento right now, who's banged up with a couple of key injuries. I think if somehow the Wolves can wave a magic wand and get lined up with Sacramento in the postseason, that is the ideal matchup. But if you look at almost any other team, you know, you're looking at like a team that has real potential to be dangerous, whether it be Phoenix, whether it's Dallas with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, whether it's New Orleans, who has beaten the Wolves convincingly twice when Zion Williamson has played this year. You know, there's a lot of teams that can pose issues to you. It's just not going to be an easy first round series, no matter what the seed says this year. It's just one of those years in the Western Conference.
The one thing in general is the Timberwolves, more times than not, have been able to play pretty good defense. And we haven't always been able to say that about this team. But once you get to the postseason, that is something in their corner. Whether Cat's available or not, and when he might return to the team, I doubt they can really count on much from him when he does return out of the gate, a big man, and, you know, the injury and so on and so forth. But at least they've shown the ability to guard people.
Yeah, and that extends basically up and down the roster. Yeah. You see guys like Jordan McLaughlin and Monte Morris, you know, really getting in there and guarding, I think, in ways that, you know, they haven't in their careers. It's helpful when you have Rudy Gobert back there as your ultimate backstop. It allows guys to be more aggressive on the perimeter. But, you know, that's the ethos of this team is they're going to guard. No matter which five guys are out there, this is a team that prides itself on that end of the floor, prides itself on being the number one defense throughout the course of the season. And, you know, in the playoffs, that stuff matters more. And I think traditionally referees and the officiating gets a little looser. A lot more stuff is let go. And I think that can benefit the Wolves with the way they play defense and the physical style that they play with. So I think, you know, that could actually be a good fit for them in the postseason if the whistles go the way that they traditionally do in those scenarios.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Once again, Timberwolves and Lakers tomorrow night from Los Angeles. It is late o'clock, 9 o'clock start Sunday night local time. Awfully late on a school night for me, man. That's going to be tough.
You know what? Get used to it, because you end up with a lot of these 9 o'clock starts, because that's how the TV schedule works. And we're all going to have to adjust to it, I think, especially if the Wolves make a deep playoff run. You're going to be staying up late for some of these games, unfortunately.
Yeah, no doubt. A nap might be in order. And then, Chris, before we let you go, we got to get into the ownership saga. Is there mm-hmm. any news beyond what we had learned when Glenn Taylor said the deal was off, then Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie did their media tour, if you will, and is it a stalemate? What's the next step here?
Well, I think the next step is that it's going to have to play out through the legal process. That seems to be it, and that can take a long time. So everybody's had their say here, you know, initially, and now I think there's not much more to be said without some sort of legal action to come. And we just have to see how long that process is going to take. And it's likely going to be a while at the very least. So
yeah, there'll be a lot of billable hours for the attorneys involved.
It's a good time to be the law firms, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, Chris. Well, good to visit with you as always. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Steve. No problem.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Once again, they're on a trip. They got beat by the Suns 97-87 last night. Off night for Naz Reid and Anthony Edwards from the field. Once again, the Lakers Sunday night, 9 o'clock, and then they're back home to take on the Wizards on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Quick break. It is 5:18. We'll get into some of the other headlines. Not the best news from the women's NIT. We'll talk men's and women's Final Four. The Wild playing a matinee against the Winnipeg Jets. They are taking a look toward the future. Calling up a young goaltender who's going to get some starts between now and the end of the year. All of that on the way here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Twins fall in a matinee at Target Field today. Another struggle with the Bats. Final 3-1 Guardians. Same two teams tomorrow. Rain and wind in the forecast tomorrow. Just as windy as it was today. But some of the models are showing there might be a window to get the ball game in. Rain in the morning and then rain again late in the day. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that they can play the final game of the three-game set. Maybe the Twins get the Bats going. So far in the series, 0-23 with runners in scoring position. 0-11 today, 0-12 on the home opener on Thursday. And they struck out 14 times today, 15 in the opener. They just need to be better. No doubt about that. Joe Ryan, nice job. Starting role today. He wasn't perfect. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all of those earned. Struck out 7. Made a mistake. But Joe Ryan, certainly good enough. Twins hold the Guardians to just 3 runs. Meanwhile, Cleveland used 8 pitchers in the ball game today. 7 pitchers in the ball game today. And the list was so long I had to quickly count it up. 3-1 the final once again. Tomorrow our sports coverage continues at 10 a.m. The Huddle, Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. At noon, Inside Twins, Chris Atterbury with Derek Falvey. And then, of course, our lineup card at 12:30. First pitch scheduled at 1:10 with Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play. Well, the Golden Gopher women's season ended today in the women's NIT. They got beat by St. Louis. Mallory Heyer collected a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds, but Minnesota got beat by the Billikens 69-50. And Mara Braun was not available, foot injury. And talk about a team that's pretty respectable. They got off to a nice start in the Big Ten this year. Braun went down with an injury. They really struggled. She came back, and helped them get to the WNIT title game. She wasn't available today, and they got blown out pretty good by St. Louis, 69-50 in that ball game. Men's Final Four underway in Phoenix. I got to run this by you, Josh. Josh Wheeler is our producer. I've never been a huge fan of them having the Final Four in football stadiums. And they did it here at U.S. Bank Stadium. And you can't appreciate how small the players look, how small the floor is in the middle of a football stadium. It's almost preposterous.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they don't do that in the women's game. I'm glad they play in basketball arenas. And I know they want to sell 75,000 tickets for the semifinals and another 75,000. I mean, the crowds were ridiculous when the Final Four was here, and I happened to be in the building for that event. But the sight lines are terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
I agree. And honestly, I don't know if it happened before this, besides maybe the Wolves and the Metrodome, but you go back to – I didn't know this until I watched the documentary. I watched The Last Dance. Apparently, in Michael Jordan's final stretch of being an NBA player with Chicago during the Last Dance phase, they played – when they went to Atlanta, they played in the Georgia Dome, and that was something else to kind of see for the first time was – a basketball court set up in the middle of the Georgia Dome with what you just described as a very bad vantage point to see basketball. I'm not a fan of – I personally don't like watching baseball games from the upper level because I can't see a whole lot going on from up there anyways either. But, I get what you're saying with just not being able to kind of see all the action except for maybe on the big screen when you put, you know, the Final Four or some of these big basketball tournaments in AT&T Stadium. I think they even did the 2010 All-Star Game in AT&T Stadium when it first opened, and it set like this big, huge record for attendance for indoor. It broke the WrestleMania 3 Silverdome record of the indoor attendance deal. But it's kind of the same page as you. I'm not a fan of this. This basketball court that's 500 yards away from your eyesight.
Yeah, exactly, and you get upper level or on the ends, you're so far from the floor. Now, we were sitting upstairs in the press area at U.S. Bank Stadium, and you're still just ridiculously far from the court. Very, very hard to see. They are underway, a first semifinal of the night, and Purdue leading North Carolina State 18-11 first half. Here's just another quick beef about it, and I know why they do it, because cable help pays the bills, TBS, TNT, etc. But don't you think, for the good of the game, the Final Four should be on over-the-air television on a network? And it's been on CBS for years, and once again, the semifinals are on TBS, and I believe the title game on Monday night is on TBS as well. But that's one thing that I think college sports could take a page from and learn from, particularly the NFL and the NBA, and that is having your finals, having your championship game, or having your championship series available for the most eyeballs to see. And apparently money wins out. Once again, Purdue leading North Carolina State early in game one. Later on, Alabama and UConn. And then tomorrow, women's championship game is set. Iowa takes on South Carolina. And for those of you that have, Caitlin Clark fever and Iowa and the Big Ten tournament here and what a draw that was, South Carolina is the favorite in that game tomorrow. And I would not be a bit surprised if South Carolina wins the title. They are a phenomenal team. They blew out North Carolina State in the first semifinal yesterday. Of course, all eyes were on UConn and Iowa in the nightcap last night. There was a lot of local interest with Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And, of course, Paige Beckers from Hopkins playing for UConn. But in my opinion, South Carolina, if Iowa wins tomorrow, that's an upset in my opinion.
But if Caitlin Clark doesn't win her championship, is everything that she accomplished this year and as a player in general null and void?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm tired of hearing that debate on social media. I'm tired of hearing about it on ESPN.
Well, yeah, do you buy into that at all? Because I don't. I think an individual player in their greatness and what they've done for the game and bring visibility to the game and the records that she set, I think a one-time shot playing a great team like South Carolina to win a title, I don't think that takes anything away from Caitlin Clark, whether she wins or loses.
Yeah, no, it's one of the dumbest standards in sports, and I'm tired of hearing about it because, let's be honest, and I hate to say this, I'm sure I'll probably get feedback on the text line, but way more people are talking about the women's Final Four for once, for the first time in probably at least my lifetime, than they are talking about the men's Final Four. And that is a huge leap. Round of applause for that, by the way, because it's been a long time coming. And I love getting – I love seeing that the women's athletics are finally getting a platform like this. So,
oh, no doubt.
I think it's just a terrible, terrible take saying, oh, Caitlin Clark, she's it doesn't really mean much if she can't win the big one. It's like that's – we've never had that standard for any athlete, male, female, whatever. It's not a thing. So stop making it a thing because all of a sudden Caitlin Clark is the biggest talker in sports right now.
Yeah, and like I say, I'll be surprised based on what I've seen. If Iowa gets it done tomorrow, that's an upset because South Carolina is a phenomenal team and are the favorite in that game tomorrow, rightfully so, in Cleveland. All right, you're up to date on some of the sports headlines. By the way, the Loons are home tonight. They take on Real Salt Lake, and that is a 7:30 start at Allianz Field. And we will visit with Andy Greeter, who covers the club for the Pioneer Press, and we'll do that following the weather here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. The Loons at Allianz tonight, Midway, St. Paul. Andy Greeter covers the club for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andy, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Loons back home, Real Salt Lake in town, and the Loons trying to bounce back after their first L of the year at Philly.
Yeah, they lost 2-0 and had some real defensive issues on a corner kick and on an individual duel that cost them two goals and their first loss of the season, like you mentioned. And, you know, it's for Eric Ramsey's second game as head coach, so it's the first time he's had to deal with a loss and get a team to bounce back in short order to play again. Those defensive issues will be magnified tonight against Real Salt Lake because they've got Chicho Arango, who's had a hat trick last weekend and is second in the league with five goals. He's a real threat. So the Loons' defensive issues without Mickey Tapias are going to be under the microscope yet again.
Yeah, and the thought was, and we had talked during that opening stretch where, you know, they had played really well and had yeah, you know, points in every outing so far. Is this a sense where maybe the club's returning to the mean a little bit, that this is maybe some of the shortcomings of the club?
I don't know so much that. I think Philly is one of the best teams in Major League Soccer, going on the road and winning at a place that's a perennial powerhouse in the Union.
Yeah.
You know, isn't, you know, devastating by any means. I think the defensive issues and some of the lack of depth that I think we're starting to see without Mickey Tapias, who's their left-sided center back. He was out last week. He was out this week. They had to kind of plug in Devin Padelford from Maplewood, who usually plays fullback in a central defender spot, and that was new for him in MLS. And then they brought in a new substitution, Victor Erickson, who new chief soccer officer Khalid Alamad signed in the offseason, and he had a really poor performance in that game. So I wonder who's going to start this game at that spot. So I think it's more just kind of individual errors and just kind of collective things defensively on that set piece that were really the issue. Obviously, they're without Emmanuel Reynoso. He's, you know, working on his U.S. green card in Argentina. So anytime you don't have your best player, I think things are going to be a little disjointed. And Minnesota's been playing without him for all but 30 minutes this season. So it's something that they've grown accustomed to. But, you know, in this league where you have a salary budget, you really need your designated players to be difference makers. And he's not even in the country right now.
Yeah, and Andy, any thought on how long it'll take to get that cleared up?
You know, it's kind of it sounds like things were progressing with kind of his paperwork and his meetings, and that's what I had heard, you know, a week ago. I'm just coming off vacation, so I don't know all of the particulars about that. But, yeah, I think they really want him back. In the meantime, you know, they had a bye week a couple of weeks ago, and they sent him down to Argentina to get that sorted with that bye week, and now we're running on to 3 weeks now. So, you know, a lot of that is kind of outside of the club's control, outside of the league's control, and it's really kind of an international immigration type thing that the country has to deal with, and he has to get in line accordingly, and that's kind of where they're at right now with it.
Andy, we haven't brought up the business side a ton, but it's still very early. The Loons had a disappointing season last year. Adrian Heath and the club parted ways. There was a fair amount of turmoil. Has that impacted the gate and the supporters that show up at Allianz? What have you seen so far this year on that side of it?
You know, it's been the same since they've opened the building in 2019. It's a sellout every single game. I think that they're in full voice. I think that they've had a couple of, you know, kind of what they call in the soccer world, TIFOs, banners that they'll hand make for the club and for the head coach in Eric Ramsey's case. And those were around at the start of the season. So I think the fan base is still very much behind this team, still very much interested. You know, they've do a great job of filling Allianz Field, and that's continued here this season.
Yeah, and once again, the Loons and Real Salt Lake coming up, and it is a long year. And Andy, what's the next opportunity where they could make some moves? Because it is different where some sports there's trade deadlines, et cetera, but there's transfer windows, et cetera. There's international play that needs to be considered. What's the next opportunity for the club to maybe make a move?
Yeah, well, the current primary transfer window is still open, but I don't expect Minnesota United to make any more moves. They kind of did what they needed to do in the offseason. And that's part of the reason that Emmanuel Reynoso is down in Argentina is because he has one of the eight international roster spots, so they want to get him off of that with a U.S. green card, and then they can use that international roster spot to bring in somebody in the offseason. So that's part of the reason why they're doing this now. Obviously, they like to have this done in the offseason, but that's not the case currently. So, yeah, they've got one open designated player spot. Teemu Pukki and Emmanuel Reynoso occupy the other two. So that's a lot of flexibility for this club to be able to add a high-priced player that doesn't go against their salary budget. They've got what they call an under-22 initiative spot as well for a young, promising player to be able to spend a little bit more on him and not have to deal with the risk that often comes with young players and the variance on if they're going to be successful or not. You know, it sounds like Khalid El-Ahmad, the new chief soccer officer, wants to go bigger this summer. Obviously, it'll be bigger whatever they do. Compared to what they did this winter. But I think people are really interested to see where they're going to be at. You know, Khalid El-Ahmad and Eric Ramsey, you know, started very late in the process here. So they're very much still getting an assessment and a read and an understanding of what the current team has and where it might be best to kind of plug and play some new players in the summer transfer window. But that wouldn't come around until July or August. So kind of is what it is for this time right now. This is a team that, like you said, they were underwhelming last year, but their quote-unquote underlying numbers, their expected goals, some of the kind of analytics that are behind the game, said that they really underperformed, that you know they should have had a lot more points, and they likely should have been a playoff team. So there's still plenty of talent on this team to be able to get it done.
Well, Andy, always good to visit with you. Look forward to your coverage tonight. Once again, tomorrow in the paper and, of course, online at TwinCities.com. Have a good evening.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. There he is, Andy Grittier of the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Once again, Loons at home at Allianz tonight against Real Salt Lake, and then right back 1 week at home against Houston. By the way, Twins fall to the Guardians today, 3-1 in game two of the three-game weekend set. Twins are now 3-4. Twins and Guardians scheduled tomorrow, 1:10 first pitch. Our sports coverage begins one way or another at 10 a.m. Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz with the huddle. We'll come back at noon with Inside Twins, Chris Atterbury with Derek Falvey at 12:30. The pregame lineup card first pitch at 1:10 as the Twins try and get those bats going at home as they try to salvage a final game of the three-game series. Weather permitting tomorrow. Once again, rain, wind in the forecast. Hopefully there's a window to get the ball game in tomorrow. Quick break. We'll go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Twins fall to the Guardians 3-1 today at Target Field. They managed two hits in the L. They'll try and get back at it tomorrow, weather permitting. It has been windy in these parts. And we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been this week?
Pretty good, Steve. Yeah, what a windy pattern we're in here. It doesn't look good for the next week either. But I was out a couple days ago down by Big Stone Traverse and made my first run down there and caught some walleyes, caught some northern pike, and it was okay. It wasn't great, but, you know, the water temperature down there was 41, 42. We need another 10 degrees before things really get going. So it was okay, kind of what I expected, nothing outrageous, but it will continue to get better. And I'll tell you, the water is really low down in that part of Minnesota. Really tough to get a boat in and get it out. It's probably down 2 or 3 feet. You know, no runoff, and, you know, there's no springs really coming in. Things are awfully dry, but it's doable, but it's kind of tricky. So I anticipate that, you know, with the rest of Minnesota, northern part of Minnesota being very low, water is, you know, just seems to be, you know, we need it. Looks like we're going to get rain tomorrow. Good. We need it, and I hope it pours like crazy.
Yeah, we definitely need the rain. We did get a little snow cover. It all helps, but that still is the big story. Crappie bite, what are you hearing about that here in early April?
Steve, it is not happening. It is just, you know, so cold. Up in where I live in northern Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, the water temperatures are actually in the low 30s, like 33, 34.
Mm.
And I've been poking around a little bit, but it's been tough to find them. They're not anywhere near in the shallows. I've been out, you know, cruising deep into my winter spots, and there's a few fish here and there, but very frustrating right now. And again, typical for this time of the year, when the water temperature is, you know, 32, 34, and, you know, we've had skim ice on the lakes, you know, overnight when it's been, you know, below 32, 31, and that hasn't really helped a lot. So we just need some sun. You know, things will get better. People are very frustrated right now, but it'll get better. We start getting 50s and 60s next week. A little rain will be helpful. It's just going to get better. It's just kind of a frustrating period right now. But, you know, looking forward to it really taking off here. I think the crappies will be going probably in a couple of weeks, maybe 10 days if we get some good sun. But it's going to happen. Just be patient.
All right. What have you got planned in the coming week, or are you just going to lay low?
Well, I don't want to lay low, Steve. I really don't. But I just see, you know, an awful lot of wind this week, and it looks like there might be a day or two a guy can sneak out and, you know, do a little scouting for some crappies. But yeah, it looks like 15 to 25 almost every day. And, you know, you got to be very selective on the lakes you're on and get on something skinny and very small and, you know, try to stay out of the wind. So, you know, we'll have to see. You know, we'll just see what Mother Nature throws at us.
Yeah, and where I live, when you see white caps on the old Mississippi River, you know it's windy. There are not many days we get white caps, but we have today with that big east wind. It's crazy.
You know, out in the Dakotas, they actually have advisories against driving because there's so much dust being thrown up by the high winds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and a big part of western Minnesota and parts of the Dakotas under a red flag warning today as a result. Well, Steve, we'll do it again in a week. Twins play in Detroit next Saturday, so we might be able to do our normal time following the news at 4. How about that?
Hey, I'm all in, Steve, all in. You take care, man.
All right, talk to you next week. Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney, outdoors tough. It's been chilly and really windy right now, so the crappie bite is slow for those folks that are trying to catch a fish or two here in early April. By the way, the Winnipeg Jets beat the Minnesota Wild 4-2. That one went final earlier in the hour over at the Xcel Energy Center. Twins fall to the Guardians. We should remind you our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow between 5 and 6 with Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News. And, of course, the huddle tomorrow morning. Pete Najarian, Dave Schwartz give way to the Twins coverage beginning at noon. Have a good night.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.